You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy Calabrese, and it is time for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what is happening in sales and marketing today. And it always starts with the human conversation. Joining us today is my friend, Bill McCormick, trust enablement trainer at Selling from the Heart. Selling from the Heart enables sales teams to build trust and expand relationships and revenue. Bill's passion is to help sales leaders and professionals tap into their authentic selves and build relationships not based on what a prospect can do for them, but on the value they can bring to their prospect. And that starts with building real relationships with substance and proving meaningful and long-lasting value. I am so excited, Bill, for your new role. Want to hear more about it. And welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much, Nancy. It's great to be back here. Great to be with the folks at Conversational Selling. I can't wait to talk about conversational selling and what it is and what role authenticity plays in that.
Oh, well, let's start right there. I mean, first question I have, what brought you to Selling from the Heart?
Yeah, so most folks that have heard me before, when I was on before, I was talking about LinkedIn training. I was with Bryn Tillman over at Social Sales Link. Yep. And loved my time there, loved what I learned. And actually, she's the one who made the introduction to me to Daryl and Larry from Selling from the Heart.
Oh.
And Larry Levine and I just became fast friends. You know, you just connect with someone. It's really funny. We were talking. I was on their podcast back in November. Right. And Daryl couldn't believe that we had never met in person, but we haven't. And, you know, that's the powerful role that virtual is now playing in our lives. You know, so many people like you and I that have met and we've developed a friendship, but yet we've never met in person.
Right.
And as we came to the end of 2021, I just really felt like I needed to make a change. I had been involved in the Selling from the Heart community as a, you know, part of their mastermind, as basically a client of theirs, had been so sold out to the message,
yeah,
that, you know, they had said, hey, you know, we're thinking about adding some coaches. Would you consider coming over and being a coach? And I thought about 20 seconds and said, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Wow. Wow, that's fascinating. And that's really exciting. I like new. And when it's time for a change, you know, it's time for a change. I know both of, you know, the guys in Selling, and I've had them on my podcast as well. But let's start by what Selling from the Heart has concluded, that the two biggest things holding back salespeople are inauthenticity and lack of substance. Why is that?
Yeah, well, authenticity. You know, we have a trust problem,
yeah,
as salespeople. You know, Edelman does a trust barometer every year, and salespeople typically are the second to the last,
yeah,
when it comes to trust. Only beaten out by politicians. We don't even beat lawyers. They're actually one rung above us on the trust ladder.
Really?
And so, yeah, so we've got this problem. And when you talk to clients and talk to people, they don't like to deal with salespeople. And so we've got to really start building trust back. And the way that we do that is through really being our authentic selves. I believe firmly that a good human is a good salesperson. And a good salesperson, they are good because they are a good human. And we do that by developing authentic relationships and providing meaningful value. In fact, that's what we believe is kind of the two sides of the trust coin.
Right.
And when we can do that and we can make those real connections with people, trust begins to build. And naturally, if there's a fit there, sales will come out of that. You know, we believe in a world where trust and credibility are at our all-time lows in the sales world.
Yeah.
We are on a mission to help sales professionals build trust and build back credibility, and do that by selling from the heart, which is selling out of who you are, who you really, really are.
Yeah. You know, when I checked out Edelman Trust, and, you know, maybe you can just describe what that is to the listeners.
Yeah. So Edelman does a trust. Basically, they survey hundreds and hundreds of companies and people within companies and talk to them and ask questions around, you know, what does trust mean to them and who do they trust the most? And they come up with this barometer in several different areas. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones is, you know, in terms of occupations, who are the most trusted? I believe nurses are always at the top, even above doctors, of being the most trusted. And sadly, it's really car salesmen are the ones that are second to the last. But let's face it, when somebody thinks salesperson, that's kind of the default. We think about that used car salesman. You know, what do I have to do, Nancy, to get you in this car today?
Right.
I cringe even when I say that.
Well, you know, I did some research, and in 2022, this year, finds that almost two-thirds of people are inclined to distrust organizations. Now, that's a real disappointing number. You know, how can it be changed?
Yeah, so we have to connect with people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what it's all about. Think about any subscriptions that you have that you were sold, any services that you were sold as a business.
Yeah.
Chances are you hear from the sales rep when? Probably when it's towards the end of the month, especially now. We're coming to, you know, next week is not only the end of the quarter, we're halfway through the year.
Right.
So you have the end of the month, the end of a quarter, halfway through the year. For some companies, it's the end of their fiscal year. You're probably going to hear from a lot of sales reps. Why? Yep. They have a number to hit. And so now suddenly you become important to them, not because they want to serve you, but what you can do for them. And so the way that we reverse this is we start really making it about them. And we start meeting them where they are and finding out how can we serve them? How can we provide value to them? And here's the catch. It's what they determine to be valuable, not what we determine to be valuable. And I think that when we can do that, when we can approach our clients in authentic ways to find out what they're really thinking and how they really feel,
right,
we then begin to knock down those walls and trust begins to happen.
Right.
And then credibility, we have that opportunity for credibility to come in.
Right.
Because we show credibility by our value.
You know, the mindset has to be, it's all about them, not about us. And
absolutely.
Right. What are some of the selling do's and don'ts that you can share?
Well, so I started out by saying, you know, not calling them when it's time for renewal,
right,
not that being the only time. But, you know, really a big do is talk to some of your clients and start asking them what's important to them. You know, in the next week or so is a great time, even past that, to say, you know, hey Nancy, we just finished Q2. Mm-hmm. We're halfway through the year. I'm really curious, fast forward to December 31st, 2022 will be a success if what three things happen.
Okay.
And get them thinking along those lines. And then when they tell you, do whatever you can to make that happen for them.
Wow.
Whether that means more business from you or you maybe pushing them to someone else that can help them.
Yeah.
But really being that resource for them.
You know, a lot of messaging today to me seems disingenuous, genuous. You know, like emails. How many emails do you get a day? Even through LinkedIn requests and more. How do we stand out from that?
Well, we have to really mean what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how many LinkedIn connection requests I get that tell me they love the work you're doing at. And it may say selling from the heart. It may say Team Creative Connections, because that's my wife's company that I co-own with her. So it's listed as active.
Okay.
And they say that, and they're trying to get me to start a conversation, but they're doing it in this real inauthentic way because they're not being serious and they're not being, you know, they're giving what I call platitudes. You know, hey, great job you're doing there. So I'll always come back and say, really? So can I can I ask, what exactly is it that impressed you about my work there? And, you know, then it's the Genesis song, No Reply At All. You know, you don't get any reply because you didn't give the answer they wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, inauthentic messaging, insincere messaging, false flattery, yeah. none of that works. Automation in messaging. You know, you can use automation for information,
okay,
but not to start a conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's a big thing on LinkedIn, you know, should you send a note when you're sending connection requests? And people say, oh, the stats say that if you don't send a note, you'll get more acceptance. Well, yeah, but you don't have an opportunity to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And when we're using LinkedIn or we're using whatever form of outreach we're using,
right,
if we're using it for sales and starting a conversation, then it has to be a conversation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I say something, you say something back. I'm just getting ready to write a blog about the communication cycle, which is something I learned when I was a 911 dispatcher. And, you know, you have a message and I'm the sender. And through a medium, I send that message to you. You interpret that message.
Yeah.
And then you send back a reply. And the communication cycle doesn't happen until all of those things have happened.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes we send communication and nothing happens. Nobody replies.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Jeb Blunt talks in I believe it was Virtual Selling, you know, he talked about asynchronous communication and synchronous communication.
Right.
You know, synchronous being what we're doing now. I'm talking, you're talking, we're having a conversation. Asynchronous is just one way. I might not be saying that right, but I think you get the idea.
We get the gist. Yeah. You know what really drives me crazy? When somebody I don't know sends me an email or a LinkedIn request and they start out by saying, "Hey, Nancy," H-E-Y, drives me bonkers. I don't know if that's just a personal thing on my end because it sounds too familial. You know, I want my friends can do "Hey" all the time. But if I don't know anyone, I am very cautious about how I introduce myself. And now, so am I just being like stupid or is there a real, you know, logic behind that?
No, that's a boundary you set and you get to have that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the difference between the golden rule and the platinum rule, right? We all know the golden rule, mm-hmm, right? And so that's treat others what? The way that you want to be treated.
Right.
So I'm sure that when you're reaching out to someone that you don't know, you don't say, "Hey, Bill."
No way.
Right? Because right? But the platinum rule goes one step further, and this is where relationship has to come. Because we start out with the golden rule, and we treat other people the way that we want to be treated.
Right.
Until we have some communication, we find out how they want to be treated. That's the platinum rule.
Yeah.
Treating others the way that they want to be treated. And so, you know, you have to let that person know, hey, you know, well, not, you wouldn't say, "Hey," but, you know, "Dear Bill."
Right.
I don't appreciate that, you know, and let someone know. I know I don't, if I don't know the person, if we haven't had any kind of contact, I try to keep it very formal,
yep,
but not too strict.
Right.
And because I want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes, so I'm 59, I just turned 59, and a lot of the people I deal with are under 40, definitely, maybe many under 20,
okay,
or under 30, sorry. So I get a lot of Mr. McCormick's and yes, sir.
Oh, you do?
And I do. I mean, we're not on video, but if you could see my hair, I say it's salt and pepper. Every day the pepper goes more and more away and it's more salt. You know, it's just the truth. And so I respect that, but at some point I stop and I say, "Hey, please just call me Bill."
Right.
Please. And so, you know, I think we have to be open to what is the relationship we want to develop with someone.
Yep.
And I think it's a good point for you to bring up about this, "Hey," or, you know, Liz, I don't know if you've ever had Liz Wendling on your show.
No.
If not, you definitely should.
Okay.
She talks a lot about the words that we use. And she talks about, you know, get rid of this fluffy language where you say, you know, "Hi, Nancy, I hope you're doing well through these perilous times,"
right,
you know, all that stuff. Just get to the
get
point.
Get to the point.
And that's what's so important is let's get to the point. People are in a hurry. Everyone's busy. So let's get to the point. Let's say what we mean and mean what we right. say.
How about the three worst words in sales? How are you?
Right? Do you, yeah, it's
nobody
like, do
cares.
You, do you really care?
No,
sometimes I just want to write like a paragraph yeah. back about like everything that's happened in my day yeah. and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, they probably wouldn't know what to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. What do you want me to spotlight?
So I offer a 30-minute complimentary coaching session to any of your listeners who would want. I sent you the link for that.
Yep.
They can just reach out to me on LinkedIn. Would be happy for those that are in sales. We jump on a 30-minute call. We can talk LinkedIn and LinkedIn strategy, and or we can talk about just general sales and how to go about building trust in a quicker way.
Yeah. Well, I want to tap on something you said earlier about your 911 days. Why don't you share that fun fact with the audience?
Yeah, it was. It just came up on. It would have been if I was still there. I would have been my 20-year anniversary just last week on the 24th Friday, actually, and it was really great. I was in school to be a paramedic, and I got the chance to take the civil service test for a local county 911 center, and I passed, and I was one of four guys that was hired. Mm-hmm. And so this is 2002. Came in. And just really loved the job.
Wow.
And, you know, it was just, it's the kind of place where, you know, you're helping people, but you don't have to worry about the blood and the gore.
Right.
And, you know, when it's cold out, you're warm. When it's warm out, you're cool. When it's raining out, you're dry. I wasn't in an ambulance, which is something that I was used to. But I learned a lot about communication there.
Yeah.
Because that's everything we did, whether it was answering a 911 call, or we were talking on radios to police, fire, or ambulance units,
right.
The importance of listening to messages and multitasking. It was just a lot of fun. I got to, I was in Ulster County, New York. And so Mandy Patinkin, you know, he owns a house down there. I got to talk to him one time because he had some problems with a fire alarm. And and Uma Thurman owns a house up in Woodstock. Got to talk to her one night via 911. So it was a great job while it lasted. And then my wife started a print and promotional products company and didn't have a salesperson. So I became the de facto sales guy.
Okay.
And I would go out on my days off because I worked every other weekend as a 911 dispatcher. So
wow.
on my 2 days off during the week, I'd go sell and started using LinkedIn. And that's how I got into the LinkedIn training realm.
Wow.
Was building that business.
You know, it's so funny where our roots start. Right. And how we, I think, naturally gravitate towards what we're destined to do. You know, I always love asking this question. Tell me something true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
So I said this the first time I was with you, and it's even more strong now. I didn't say it in the same way, but that all selling is social selling. So I think before I talked about how LinkedIn wasn't the only way.
Right.
And there's so we live in these echo chambers in our lives, whether it's business or personal. We tend to hang around people that think the same way as we do.
Yep.
We tend to read books that reinforce that and learn strategies that reinforce that. We get into these echo chambers. So we think that this is the only way to do it. And what I've discovered over especially the last 6 months is that every aspect of selling that we know has a social element to it, whether you're cold calling,
yep.
whether you're doing email outreach. I mean, we just talked about messaging and how important it is to be social with someone in the correct way.
Right.
Meeting in person, doing outreach via LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, or now TikTok is the big thing. All of those have social elements to it.
Yeah.
And so we can't fall into just one camp. We can't say that just cold calling is the only way to go, or
right.
just outreach on LinkedIn, or just cold outreach via email. I liken it to golf clubs in a golf bag. In a regulation golf bag, you have 14 clubs. You're never going to use your putter off of the tee box when you're driving, right? When you're hitting the ball several hundred yards, you can't do that with a putter. Maybe Tiger Woods can, but he's the exception.
Oh, okay.
The same as when you get to the green, you're never going to use your driver to putt with.
Right.
You use the right club for the right situation.
Yeah.
And it's the same in selling. We have to realize there are going to be times when we need to pick the phone up.
Yeah.
There's going to be times when we can do it via an email. There's going to be times when we have to go and pull doors and call on people face to face. And then, of course, there's a time for a social channel too. And so that this is kind of my new idea. All selling is social selling. I'm actually just beginning the beginning parts of a book called All Selling is Social.
Awesome. Awesome. You're going to have to let us know when it's published. How can my audience find you?
My email is bmccormick@sellingfromtheheart.net. But probably the easiest way is to jump on LinkedIn and put in Bill McCormick and look for me and find me there. When you connect with me, send a personal note. You should always send a personal note. And tell me that you heard me here on Conversational Selling, and I'll be happy to accept your connection request.
Awesome.
And connect with you and offer you a 30-minute complimentary coaching session.
You know, the theme that I've heard throughout our discussion, it's all about communication. You could use it in any channel, but it's the way we communicate with one another that I guess gets us the results that we want. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, sales is all about, I mean, it's in the title, conversational.
Yep.
It's about having a conversation. And you can't do that with tricks and gimmicks. It really takes just cold-hearted saying hello and risking yourself to have that conversation and see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Bill, for sharing your expertise. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. You know, reach out to Bill when you're really ready to sharpen your skills and sell from your heart. It's so important. Have a fantastic sales day, everyone. And Bill, I hope you come back.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thanks so much, Nancy. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. See you all next time.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads, or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom-line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.